Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Karen. I wonder if you can help me. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow afternoon, so I need someone to take my shift at the restaurant.
No problem. I can do that. Would you cover my shift next Monday evening in exchange?
Of course. I'll let the supervisor know about the change in schedule right now.
Number 32. What does the man say he has to do tomorrow? Number 33. What do the speakers agree to do? Number 34. What will the man probably do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Julio. How did the art gallery opening go last weekend? Was the client happy with the marketing materials?
Alfredo? He was very pleased. He said he thought the brochures we designed were one of the main reasons for such a great turnout.
And it's worth checking out the gallery when you have some time. I'm sure Alfredo would be happy to give you a tour.
Yes, the place is so bright and modern, with a fantastic collection of local works of art.
You know, I'm taking a vacation in that area in February. I'll make a point of visiting him.
Number 35. What were the men doing last weekend? Number 36. What type of work did the speakers do for Alfredo? Number 37. What does the woman plan to do in February? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Petra Barlow. I have an interview for a position in the accounting department here at Houseman Incorporated.
Hello, Ms. Barlow. Let me check in the computer. While I do that, would you put on this visitor's badge so it's easy to see?
Yes, of course. I'm supposed to meet with Helen Wade in meeting room 2B. Is that right?
Actually, it looks like there was a last-minute change. You'll be meeting in room 12A instead. It's down that hallway and to your left.
Thanks a lot.
Number 38. Why is the woman at Houseman Incorporated? Number 39. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 40. What does the man say has changed? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I currently subscribe to your Gold Plan satellite television package. I'd like to switch to the Platinum Plan because there are some new movie channels that I'd like to watch.
Of course. I'd be happy to help you upgrade your subscription. Could you spell your last name for me so that I can look up your account?
Yes, it's K-W-A-N. When should I expect to have access to the extra channels?
Your account will reset tomorrow at 6 a.m., so you'll be able to watch them first thing in the morning. I just want to remind you that an extra $15 will appear on your next monthly bill for this expanded service.
Number 41. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 42. What does the woman ask for? Number 43. According to the woman, when will the change take effect? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I've just unloaded the last box of bathroom tiles. The whole delivery is in your warehouse now. Would you be able to sign for them? I need a signature.
I'm sorry, this is my first day on the job. I'd better check with the warehouse manager to see if I'm allowed to do that.
Should I wait here while you check?
Actually, if you wouldn't mind moving your truck, that'd be great, since we're expecting some other deliveries shortly.
Number 44. What does the woman request? Number 45. What does the man say he has to do? Number 46. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, Ms. Torres, I have your price estimate. To have the whole exterior of your house painted, including the fence, will cost you $5,000.
That's quite a bit more than we expected. And actually, Colgate Painting said they would do it for $4,000.
Well, the cost of paint and supplies is included in the price I quoted you, so we really offer a very good deal.
Well, that's a bit of a relief. If there are no other charges, we'll probably be able to stay within our budget.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. Why does the woman say...
And actually, Colgate Painting said they would do it for $4,000.
Number 49. Why is the woman relieved? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Tabo and Michiko, I need help designing some pamphlets for our evening business courses. I'd like to have them ready before the end of April.
Sure. Should we take a look at the ones from last year or make them different?
You know, I think the pamphlets last year had too many details. People can get dates and times from the website.
I agree. Let's focus on the skills that people will learn in each class.
Okay, I'll come up with a rough version of the text for the pamphlet by tomorrow and email it to you. Then, next week, we can start working on the design.
Number 50. What are the speakers planning to advertise? Number 51. According to the man, what was the problem with last year's pamphlets? Number 52. What does the man say he will send the woman? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling because I'd like to temporarily stop my mail delivery. I'm going to be out of town for the next 2 weeks.
Certainly. We can hold your mail here at the post office for you, but you'll need to put in your request at least a day before you leave.
That sounds great. Do I need to come into the office and complete a form?
No, actually you have to submit the hold mail form on our website.
Number 53. Why is the man calling? Number 54. According to the woman, how far in advance should the man make his request? Number 55. What is the man required to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Oscar. It's Tanya from the Cardona Museum. Unfortunately, our budget's been cut, so we'll have to delay some of the renovations we've asked you to do.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you know which parts of the project you'd like to put off?
Well, I know we talked about adding a library wing on the west side of the building, but that's very expensive. So if we don't make that addition, that's all we may need to cut.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Let's see how much you'd save if I take the library out of the renovation proposal. I'll email you a revised estimate this afternoon.
Number 56. What is the problem? Number 57. Which part of the renovations will likely be postponed? Number 58. What does the man mean when he says,
"That's not a bad idea"?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Gabriella. I wanted to talk to you about using the new online time reporting system. A lot of people have been asking about it.
Yes, well, I've been very busy, but I am planning the training session for early next week. That should make it quite clear to everyone.
Okay, but isn't there any written documentation?
What do you mean?
You know, a guide that staff can follow in the meantime.
I don't think that's necessary. I'll have everyone go through the steps with me in the computer lab. Then they'll know exactly what to do. It's very simple.
Number 59. What are the speakers discussing? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
"A lot of people have been asking about it"?
Number 61. What does the woman plan to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm going on a trip and I'm interested in buying an electronic reader so I don't have to carry books with me.
Well, we carry all major brands of e-readers here. I'm sure we can find the right one for you.
Oh, good.
Are you looking for any special features?
It has to be user-friendly. I'm not very good with technology. I just want to read books, not watch movies or play games.
In that case, I'd suggest this one. It's very easy to download e-books onto it, and it holds up to 300 books. Here, let me show you how it works.
Number 62. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 63. What is the man concerned about? Number 64. What does the woman offer to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Hi, I'd like to have this dress cleaned. I'm going to a conference at the end of this week, and I'd like to take it with me. Oh, and can you tell me how much it'll cost?
Let me take a look. It's going to be $12.
Oh, that much? Your sign out front says dresses can be cleaned from $7 and up.
Well, yes, but it's the material the dress is made of. We have to use special cleaning products to make sure we don't damage the fabric.
Okay.
I can rush the service and have it to you by Wednesday evening. Does that work?
Number 65. What does the woman say she will do later this week? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What is the dress made of? Number 67. What does the man say he will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and ticket.
Hi, Jim. I hear you're going to the jazz concert on Friday. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure. What do you need?
A few of us from the graphics department are also attending the concert, but we have a meeting until 6 o'clock on Friday. Since there are no assigned seats, we were wondering if you could save a few places for us.
That shouldn't be a problem. I don't have any meetings on Friday afternoon, so I plan to get there when the doors open. How many should I reserve?
I'm not sure yet if Eduardo is joining us. Why don't I send him an email right now, and I'll let you know how many seats to save.
Number 68. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 69. Look at the graphic. When does the man plan to arrive at the concert hall? Number 70. What will the woman do next?